I will not be an adulterer, Satan Box.
It's showtime. Let's kick some ass.
All your base are belong to us.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's only podcast that slept with your mom. Deal with it. My name is Matt, and I'm here with Skylar and Andy. What's up, guys?
Zing!
That was really good.
I call that the Xbox Live intro.
It's pretty good.
You know what the PlayStation one should be? A bunch of black people, Mexicans talking. I can't come back from that statement, so... But it seems that's all I play with are, like, black dudes and
whenever
Spanish
I played,
people.
Yeah, it must be awful, Andy.
It kind of is. When I try to talk to people, I usually end up just using my Batman voice and walk around. And I'm like,
oh, and use the voice changer that comes in.
Yeah, yeah.
That you can just,
where's Joker?
I don't even
know if Xbox still has that. They did on the original Xbox, and we would put our voice masking on in clan matches in Halo.
Oh, yeah.
And we called ourselves Team Throat Cancer. We were young.
We were kids. We didn't know what we were doing.
Shut Sick up. Kids. You knew what you were doing. I know, Rock.
Yeah.
Anytime
I ever played Battlefield 2 or like any of those online shoot-em-ups, I always run into French people. And it bothered the hell out of me.
Yeah, PS3 has a randomly large French
fan base. Yeah.
Wee.
Yeah, and like, it's not like you could like negotiate with them. Like, don't you speak even like a little English? And like, even if they did, they're pompous enough that they're not going to. They're just gonna berate you with all their French friends.
I got in a game with like 3 Scottish people, and it was pretty awesome listening to them talk gibberish.
Because
that's all I could get.
I heard one guy I played with was from Britain, and he just furthered the stereotype that British people have taken swearing to the next level, places that only Americans can dream about.
You know, a lot of people take this for granted, and don't take this the wrong way, but I'm glad I have the voice of an adult white male. Because if I was female, you know, someone's going to be like, oh, chica, get in the kitchen.
Yeah.
If I sounded black, someone's going to make a racist comment. Yeah. If I sound Mexican, someone's going to make a racist comment. If I sounded British, someone's going to be like, oh, you want some tea and crumpets? hello, governor.
How's losing America feel?
But, you know, because I got such a basic...
Bland voice.
Basic, you know, white guy voice. I mean, you don't really... They can't really say anything. Crack it. Oh
yeah!
No,
I got called a fugly looking cracker once in middle school, and I didn't know how to. I didn't know how to react to it. I was like, all right.
I respectfully disagree.
Yeah, I was just like, well, all right, cool.
No.
Yeah. But God forbid I'd be like, oh, you want fugly looking? Blah. I'd get like suspended.
Yeah, most likely.
All right, guys.
What's up?
You had
if you could be a chick for a day, would you be a huge slut?
Probably just jill off.
Yeah. Do I have my mind or the mind of the chick?
Your mind.
No.
Just jill off, I think.
Yeah, probably.
That's been the question I've been asking everyone at work. The past few days.
Yeah, I'm with Skylar on that one, because if I still had my mind, then like I wouldn't like dudes. So, no, I wouldn't be a huge slut.
It's sort of like the whole...
Unless I found a lesbian community.
It's like the whole Pandora's
San
box
Francisco
of like, if I could suck my own dick, you'd be sucking a dude's dick. That'd be fucking creepy. Yeah, you'd be getting your dick sucked. Yeah.
By the kiss.
The kiss. But it'd just be... Yeah, you'd have to cope with that.
So would that So would that make you gay or not because it's yourself?
I think that would make you a narcissist.
All right. Let's rework it. What if you were to switch bodies with a chick?
Sounds like the same
question. Yeah, that's the same question, dude.
All right. You know, yeah. That is the same question.
Yeah, that's the same question.
And then I asked the chicks if they had a penis. Would they be huge man whores? And one chick, it was like a split reaction. She was like, I would stay home all day.
All day?
Yeah.
Bouncing cashews off my dick into my mouth. Boing.
Dane Cook.
Yes.
Get out of here.
That wasn't Dane Cook. You didn't scream it.
There's so many things. I gotta tell you. Woo! MTV!
Let me drag the joke out for 10 minutes and keep screaming to keep you into it. I wonder if they're strategically placed. Like,
screams.
And then when he gets into it, he's like, yeah! Because he's like, okay, well, they're going to get a little bored about 2.5 minutes in. They're going to start dozing off around 4 minutes in. Got to bring them back. Bring them back in the story.
We should post on Twitter to, like, Dane Cook be like, we talked about you. Just to see what would happen.
Probably nothing.
Yeah.
All right, so what do we got lined up, Matt?
I got my laptop.
Cool.
I want to talk about that.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. You
Where
were...
is it? I want to see it.
It's upstairs.
Go get it.
Well, I'm not going to get it.
Go get it now. No. Go get
You were explaining to me that it was fairly complicated.
No, the laptop's fine. I want to upgrade the hard drive, and cloning a laptop hard drive.
That's a bitch.
Yep, see? Yeah, it's a bitch. Yep.
You need a hard drive that's like just as big, and it's a pain in the fucking ass.
Basically, what I had to do was I got the new hard drive. It came the laptop came with a terabyte hard drive at 5400 RPM, but I kind of want 7200, which I don't know. Well, I should have bought a different one, maybe. I love the laptop. That's the thing. I really like it, but maybe I should have bought the one up. But I think that had less RAM and video card, so I don't know what I'm saying, but basically all I need is a hard drive.
All right,
yeah.
Get a solid state disk. They're not that big, but
I know I kind of want some. I need space because I want to record like gameplay footage and stuff. All
right, then yeah, that's
so. So I went for
FireWire.
I don't have FireWire. I got USB 3.0. So basically I went from the terabyte 5400 and I bought a 750 gig.
That's still
7200. Yeah, which I still have my terabyte external and that thing still has 300 gigs left. Nice. And that literally has everything on it.
Nice.
Like everything I have. So I thought that'd be fine. Also, to do it, I had to get a hard drive enclosure. So basically you put the new hard drive in the hard drive enclosure. It has a SATA interface. You plug that in a USB 3.0 port and then you get a program to clone the drive and then replace the drive. The hard drive doesn't come till Monday. Partition magic.
It's got clone on it.
Oh, okay. Really I thought about using Gparted, but I wasn't sold on it.
Oh, Gparted's a big one.
Is it?
Yeah,
there's also CloneZilla, but I couldn't.
No.
CloneZilla's a little difficult.
Norton used to
follow.
Have a really good one called Ghost, yeah. But I don't even know where that's at.
There was also what was it called? Akronos or Arkanos?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've used some of their stuff.
But that one was like $40.
Dude, if you want, get
and
the
between you and me, I couldn't find a torrent.
Ultimate boot disk. Get one of them. They're free.
Yeah.
It basically uses a Linux. It runs off a CD.
Yeah.
And then it's got a bunch of free programs, and there's hard drive cloning tools on them. There's like 8 of them.
Yeah. That's cool. And so basically what I was going to do is just clone the drive and then wipe the old drive, and then I got another terabyte external hard drive. Probably a better one, because the terabyte external I have now is old.
Bad
and slow, and it doesn't work with USB 3.0.
Oh man,
really?
Yeah,
I thought USB 3.0 supposed to be backwards.
It's supposed to, and everything else I have is backwards, but the external hard drive didn't seem to be so
dick.
Yeah, because I plugged it has an AC adapter because it's old. plugged it in, then plugged it into the 3.0 port, and it kind of went like, like it didn't want to go.
Check the connections in it again.
I kind of jiggled around with it. Oh. Giggity. But I jiggled the connections and stuff. I didn't really... God damn it.
Fuck yes.
But I didn't really try too hard. I just plugged it into the 2.0 port and it seemed to work.
Oh, all right. Because
that's what I thought too. Also, this is the first time I've actually really had USB 3.0. I know it's been around for a little bit. But
like a year.
year and a half.
Yeah, I guess. But anyway, the
Debbie Downer.
The connection port makes a really solid connection. At first, I was plugging in my mouse, and I'm like, is this not going to fit? I thought these were backwards compatible, and then I just kind of shoved it in there.
Fuck yes.
Giggity.
You put the mirrors in, back it in.
But yeah, it's real nice being able to play Civ 5.
Is it pretty?
Oh, yeah, and I can run it on max settings.
Ultra settings!
Same with Minecraft. You know, I can render far now. It's upgraded my gaming experience.
I recently, they had like a 25, or I think it was a 10-year anniversary of Battlefield 3 for $10. So I bought that from my computer.
Nice.
And it can run everything on high. Not ultra, but high. It still looks beautiful. So I was pretty happy with it. I'm like, oh, good girl. Good girl. Now if I can only play Crysis 1 on it.
The only problem I have with the laptop so far, besides the hard drive, which honestly isn't really that big of a deal, I'm just like...
This is first world problems.
Yeah, this is all first world problems, but I don't know. I've never experienced any third world problems, so I don't have any insight on that.
Ebola.
Rampant diarrhea.
But
flies.
And I mean, it's not like the hard drive thing is bad per se, but I'm like, I got everything else I want. Why not just get that one last thing?
Yeah. If you got the money.
But, well...
You got the fun money.
I got the credit.
Oh, yeah.
No interest or payments for 12 months. I mean, I'm going to make payments, but the no interest is the big thing. Nice. But the trackpad is right where I put my thumbs when I type.
Oh, I hate that.
But there's function F6 disables the trackpad.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, that's not bad then.
So,
how much was it?
The laptop?
Yeah.
$839.99.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
No.
Yeah.
Did you get it lightweight so you can carry
so
it?
So I can tote it around. Actually, it is surprisingly lightweight, but no, it's
go get it.
It's
I want to see it
right now. But it's big, but yeah, it's really lightweight actually.
That's something cool.
Don't want
it
too
about.
Heavy. I mean,
no, don't
I
want
know how
yeah.
weak you are.
Well, yeah, you know, and I always tote around my laptop everywhere I go all the time.
In your messenger bag.
Yeah, in my messenger bag.
With your cargo shorts. And your wool cap.
I need to get a netbook so I can fit that in my cargo shorts.
Yeah, I have a netbook. There are. I use it for typing. That is
wool
it.
Cap.
What I think I'm going to do is... the great thing is I had stereo mix on it. That's something I really wanted. And no one could really tell me one way or the other if it was going to have it. So I thought about emailing the manufacturer, and I was just like, fuck it. We're going to take a risk. But I have it. So what's great is I can just... It's kind of a pain in the ass to come down here to stream games. Because this isn't really a very comfortable setting to play a video game.
It's kind of dank.
Yeah, you know. I'm talking in front of a microphone with a wooden stand. So what's cool is I can just chill up in my room and stream now.
Naked?
Theoretically, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's naked podcast.
I might stream some Minecraft and some Civ 5 and some other games. I don't know what else to play yet.
Packers got -2 on their defense.
Ah. All right, but that's enough of my week. I talked for a long time. You want to go into gaming news, guys?
Yes. Yeah, sure.
These guys don't stand a chance.
Yes, we do.
Grab your controller and brush up on your gaming lingo.
Shut up.
You're going to need it.
Shut up.
This is gaming news on 3-Hit Combo.
Shut up. You don't even tell me what to do.
Sit down and shut up.
No, I'm going to stand for the rest of this podcast. I don't even think my mic would reach that high. Yeah. I'm going to be crouching for the rest of this podcast. Or at least
we're
leaning
squat.
Over. Yeah, we're going to squat for the rest of the podcast. Yeah. Valve has been given an ultimatum by a German consumer organization over EULA, which is what?
End user license agreement?
Yes, thank you. I was close.
Wow,
I was like,
that came really easy to me.
Yeah, I was like, license. Valve must respond by October 10th to a deceased order from the Federation of German Consumer Organizations. Anything that starts with Federation of German, I get scared.
They're organized, man.
German nationalism on the rise.
Don't you know?
Otherwise, the company will face a potential lawsuit. The Federation of German Consumer Organizations, or VZBV, wants Valve to change
Sounds
Steam's...
Sounds like an STD.
Sounds like a Hitler attack
You've
force.
Got the VZBV.
The SS and the VZBV.
Oh. They want Valve to change Steam's recently updated end user license agreement. Hey, who would have known? If I would have just read through the thing, I would have got it. which prevents customers from bringing class action lawsuits against the service. As CinemaBlend reports, the VZBV argues that the users are coerced into agreeing to the updated EULA because if they don't, they lose access to their Steam accounts. The VZBV, this is getting annoying to say, also wants Valve to enforce the European Court's justice ruling made in July, which states that authors cannot oppose their used digital download software being resold.
Did Valve just throw money at it?
Is it gone now?
Oh my god, what if they're like, what if here's a copy of Half-Life 3?
You're the only one.
Yeah, just come on.
But, I mean, they make a good point here. It's like, you buy a game, but then you don't agree to their new agreement, and then you can't access the game you bought.
Yeah.
It's kind of stupid.
Oh, well.
But I don't know why you wouldn't.
Just accept it. What the fuck's Valve going
to do? Well, yeah, it's just like, you can't bring a class action lawsuit against them. No, I can't win a lawsuit with a bunch of people and get $4.
Yeah.
Because that's all.
And it takes like 18 months for it to have, yeah.
Yeah, like you'll forget, you're like, oh, I got a check in the mail for like $8. I'm not running to the bank for this.
Yeah.
No.
It's my gas.
It'll end up expiring or something.
It's half cross town.
Guys, the Wii U is going to launch with 23 games, but it's not really going to launch with 23. They got like a launch. Well, I guess that's 23 there, but they have a launch period.
Where it's going to be like the first.
Yeah,
like,
they call
the first wave of games.
Yeah, they call the launch window November 18th to March 31st.
Holy fuck, that's a long period of time.
That's what I'm thinking too.
Console comes out and it gets talked about for about a week.
Yeah, so basically on November 18th, the day it launches in the United States, you can get Call of Duty Black Ops 2, Skylanders Giants, Transformers Prime, Wipeout 3, Disney Epic Mickey 2, FIFA Soccer 13, Tekken Tag Tournament, New Super Mario Bros. U, Ninja Gaiden 3, Nintendo Land, Sing Party, Sonic and All-Stars Racing Transformed. I know you want that one, Skylar.
Oh, yeah.
Warriors Orochi 3 Hyper. Darksiders 2, Assassin's Creed 3, ESPN Sports Connection, Just Dance 4, Rabbids Land, Your Shape, Fitness Evolve 2013, Zombie U, Scribblenauts, Unlimited, Game Party Champions, and Batman Arkham City Armored Edition.
That's a lot right now. You cannot blame me on the Wii U.
I can confidently say that there's only about maybe three or four games I want to play in that
list. I
can
agree with that, too. Assassin's Creed and...
Well, and especially there's some things like Assassin's Creed. You already have... Three, you have that game, don't you?
Three hasn't come out yet. Three comes out in November.
Brotherhood was the recent one. Okay.
No,
I'm not a fan of the series, so yeah, I'm not.
Revelations was good.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd probably get Scribblenauts, Assassin's Creed, and Wipeout.
Really? I'd get Black... Wipeout? I get...
Is this the futuristic car... Racing
the futuristic
game?
Water one?
Or is it the Wipeout?
Oh, you know what? Yeah.
No, the water one's probably, Hydro Thunder.
Well, yeah, but isn't there a...
There's
multiple water games. Well, let me look it up. Wipeout 3, if it's from the TV show, I wouldn't think there'd be that many games already.
Yeah, and then...
Or can you make that many games?
Well, there's a Wipeout game that's like surfing or like ski-doing or something like that. And then there's Wipeout the... futuristic car racing game. There's Wipeout 64. And I used to play that avidly with my father and Steven.
No, this does look like the TV show.
Fuck it.
It says ABC Wipeout 3.
Oh.
Fuck it.
Yep.
Never mind.
Yup.
Three games.
Oh, yeah. Also, in November, they don't have a release date, but it just says in November. You can get Chasing Aura, Cloudberry Kingdom, Madden NFL 13, Trine 2, Mighty Switch Force HD, Tank, Nano Assault Neo, Little Inferno, and Toki Tori 2.
I don't know any of those.
Yeah.
Like, nothing's really grabbing me to buy the Wii U yet.
In January, you can get Runner 2, and then... within the launch window, so from the 18th of November to March 31st, anytime between then, you can get Funky Barn, NBA 2K13, 007 Legends, Cabela's Dangerous Hunts 2013, Rapala Bro Bass Fishing.
Bro, check out my fish.
Dude, look at this.
It's like 12 inches. Mind you anything? Huh? Bro?
Bro. Bro.
Bro, look at my dick.
You're
homo. Look at my
dick.
The
microphone part is you get people's attentions by like, bro, into the mic.
Bro.
Rise of Guardians, the video game. Family Party, 30 Great Games Obstacle Arcade. Mass Effect 3.
One of them is Uncle Touchy's Naked Puzzle Basement.
Yeah, that's a callback. That's
with
over
no
here.
No rape.
No, he must
filled,
escape before
filled
Uncle Touchy
not
gets
rape.
You.
Game & Wario, Lego City Undercover, Pikmin 3, We Fit You, The Wonderful 101 Aliens.
Ooh, We Fit You!
It's all been a setup for that.
Yeah.
Jeopardy, Wheel of Fortune, Marvel Avengers, and Rayman Legends.
I heard Rayman Legends was supposed to be pretty cool.
We Fit You.
We Fit You!
Does the Wii U print money? Has that been confirmed yet?
We'll find out. I think they're leaving that one as a surprise.
Okay.
Oh,
this one
God.
Prints gold.
Yeah.
Prints gold.
Yeah.
Adamantium.
Skyler, are you level 15 Borderlands yet?
Level 50?
Yeah.
No.
Well, the first level 15 Borderlands 2 happened in 43 hours.
What level were you when you beat the game?
32.
Did you probably do all the side quests?
I did all but, like, two of them, and it was, like, the ones where you had to, like, fight the tournaments.
Oh, okay. Those are fucking hard.
And then there's one that you have to beat that's, like, the secret end boss, which is Terramorph the Invincible.
Oh, okay.
You have to beat him to get the side quest fucking trophy. Oh, God, it's going to be so fucking annoying. You max out at level 50. It's a level 52 enemy. Bitch.
Fuck. Oh, I don't want to come back.
Okay.
Noted streamer Matt Siegfried credits himself as being the fastest gamer to reach level 50, having played for 43 hours and 15 minutes nonstop since picking up Borderlands 2 at its midnight launch.
I wonder if his girlfriend helped him along the way.
With that said, I would love to be able to stream for 43 hours straight.
Probably pee my pants.
Well, you probably got up to go to the bathroom.
You got a bucket there.
But I mean, that means I don't have anything to do except play video games. That'd be great. Tell you guys, if I win the lottery.
Oh, yeah. It's all going to be wasted to, you know, fund his video game habit for about a year and a half.
Seriously, like, if I had the money to not work, I would literally not work and play video games.
I'd play video games.
Just say.
I guess I'd get an accountant and have him try to invest that.
Oh, well, yeah, that too. But
yeah.
The main goal.
Yeah, that would be my out to not working, is I'd have theoretical stock market money. Yeah.
Theoretical stock your market.
Oh.
All night long.
Notch refuses to certify Minecraft for closed Windows 8 platform.
Like a fucking bro.
Yeah, dude, like a badass too.
Notch slammed Microsoft by saying they wanted him to help certify Minecraft for Windows 8. The Minecraft creator berated the company for, in his words, ruining PC as an open platform. In his next tweet, Notch stated he'd prefer to not have Minecraft run on Windows 8 than to play along, hoping such action might sway people away from the new operating system, which I don't think a lot of people are too excited to get in the first place.
No, dude.
Gosh, I've seen like pictures of it, and it's just like a fucking nightmare.
Yeah.
It just looks stupid.
It's not Windows.
It looks like a hot pile of shit. It looks like Windows Live Tiles for a fucking phone.
It is Windows Live Tiles for...
Yeah.
It's the Windows 8, like, mobile. It looks like Windows 8 mobile.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks like...
It's bad.
Yeah, it's not good. Let's take the interface from our mediocre phone and put that in your home computer. Yay, Microsoft.
Full of good ideas.
Go team. You want to take a shot?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Come on, man.
Wasn't even close.
Surprised they're letting you into the Navy with that kind of dexterity.
I'm not making it. Not shooting those ducats. I'm going to be in charge of shooting missiles.
Yeah.
And
I'm afraid.
If I'm this far off, that's like a few hundred miles.
It wasn't even that hard this time, to be honest, because it's back in the corner now again.
Yeah, and it's empty.
And it's empty, so.
You just didn't put enough oomph on
Didn't
it.
Put enough pep on the water bottle to make it in the trash can.
Yeah. Couldn't cut the mustard.
Tell you what, you can work out with the same coach Taylor Martinez worked out with and improve your throwing motion. Football. Never get to make football references.
Taylor Martinez may be the next Jesus Christ of football.
Hey, just throwing it out there.
I've seen him walk on water and fumble a ball.
He said he wanted 70% completion percentage on the year, which sounded ridiculous. But he's got about 70% through five games.
Huzzah.
Now you can listen to my new sports podcast, where I will talk sports by myself.
I don't know anything. That's not
three
my
hit combo. It's actually about my penis.
So, are you guys watching the Ryder's Cup? Oh, wait, I'm by myself. Not used to this. So, me, what'd you think about the Ryder's Cup?
It was fantastic.
Yeah, I feel like your podcast would be about maybe 10 minutes long.
This is really
It'd
disturbing.
Be filled with as many stories as Three Hit Combo. It's just, there'd be no back and forth. So, just you reading a story. Yeah, so there's that. Next.
I want to be able to do a podcast by myself because I think that's very... I've listened to some like radio shows and podcasts where the host is just by themselves. Man, that's hard.
Yeah, it's a challenge. It's definitely expert mode for podcasting.
Yeah,
because you have no jumping point.
Exactly. All right, guys. X-Rare staff is talking about making a spiritual successor to Banjo-Tooie.
Yes. I'd rather have Time Splitters. Out of all the companies that are defunct now.
Basically, these are ex-Rare employees, of course, so they're not with Rare. And they can't make a Banjo-Kazooie game because they don't own the title, but...
Didn't they make... Was Banjo-Kazooie N64 or Xbox?
N64. So was Banjo-Tooie.
So, yeah, same with Kazooie and Tooie were both on N64.
But didn't they make one for Xbox? A Banjo game?
Gosh, I don't know.
Might have. Doesn't Microsoft own that franchise?
They do. They own the franchise. But Rare hasn't been doing anything good.
Yeah, they've been making avatars.
Yeah, so... But they want to make a spiritual successor, so a game that's like it, but, you know, they can't use the same character as a name.
Yeah.
So...
Is everyone going to talk like...
That always bothered me. It sounded like someone is choking on something.
Now, they want to gauge fan support for this, so basically they made a Twitter page that you can... follow, and if they get enough followers to see,
dude, you know what Time Splitters needs to do? Fucking Kickstarter. Did you see how fast Obsidian's Kickstarter made its goal?
No,
of like 1.something million. It made it in less than 24 hours.
Wow.
And they already hit all their stretch goals, so they have to create more.
That's crazy. But if you want to follow them on Twitter, they're at twitter.com/MingyJongo. Which is MingyJongo.
It sounds like a nickname for a vagina.
Mingy Jongo.
You know what I was just thinking? You know how you were talking about how you hated those annoying voices?
Yes.
And then you did them?
Yeah.
It reminds me of Tom. A lot of times he'd be like, one time in particular, I was riding with him in the car, and he goes, and this guy was just screaming like this. It was annoying. And he started screaming like him. I'm like, Tom, you know how that's annoying? It still is.
You referencing the annoyance isn't making it less annoying.
Well, it's not the fact that he referenced it. It's the fact that he did it. He's like, isn't this really annoying? Well, yeah, it is.
I just thought it was goofy. Andy was the one that hated it.
Hated the
voices.
It just sounded like someone was choking all the time. It bothered me.
It was lazy writing.
Yeah. Or they
can't be worse than like The Sims.
You know that the Sims language is actually like 7 different languages meshed together? It's an actual language that Will Wright wrote.
The thing is, you didn't need to write it. You just didn't have to. You could just go.
Everyone talks like Mushmouth from Fat Albert.
You need to build the pool. No, don't take the ladder out.
The best plan.
Yeah.
I really don't think I should be using this lamp next to the puddle. But all they're saying, all you hear is, ah, ba 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 ba. But really, they're screaming for help.
Take the ladder, put it back. Can't spend it all on, trees just around the pool.
All right, gentlemen, that'll do it for gaming news. Let's go into technology news. Justice.
Good news, everyone. We're online.
Plug in, power up, and listen in. This is technology news.
Come on. Guys, do you know how the head of Homeland Security stays secure using email?
How?
She doesn't have one. She doesn't have any.
Wow.
Department of Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano. I can never get this name. Napolitano?
Sure.
Napolitano?
Napoleon.
Napolitano. Yeah.
All right.
She just doesn't use email. During a cybersecurity conference this past Friday, Napolitano said she doesn't have any of her own email accounts, also mentioning that it makes her very secure. She explained that the lack of account is for a whole host of reasons, but you have to imagine at least one of these is to avoid the irony of having her own account hacked, although she's achieving that through abstinence instead of protection. So
how
basically,
the fuck do people get messages to her?
So basically, there's...
Send a letter?
How do they get quick messages to her?
Text? Does everybody text? Does all she do is text?
Huh. But basically, they're saying it's weird that someone that's heading cybersecurity doesn't even have an email.
Yeah.
Or like they don't even feel safe enough to have one.
It's equally ironic. Yeah, it would be pretty crazy if you had your email hacked, but it's kind of retarded that you don't have an email.
Yeah.
Or she's looking at the hackers like,
what
do
you
want?
Do?
What you going to hack?
What?
You ain't got shit.
Oh, yeah. Your shit don't stink, huh? Huh? Eat it. Eat it. Cross the line, bitch.
Sup?
So you got people that don't use technology defending our technology.
I bet she's got a smartphone.
And you got people that don't use the internet writing internet bills.
Yeah.
Yay, team.
How do I... Hear me? How do I turn this out?
The RIAA. Good stuff.
Yeah, that's them right there.
Hey, there's goddamn kids on my lawn. Stealing music.
Grandpa, you want to watch a movie? Yeah, bring out the projector. No, that'll just play it off my laptop. No!
Smash it! Get it out of here!
The devil's inside that. Takes money away from me and my family. Grandpa, we have a ton of money.
He convinces me to take it to make adultery. My, I will not be an adulterer, Satan Box.
Satan Box.
Name the episode.
Satan Box.
I will not be an adulterer, Satan Box. That's a drop.
All right, guys. The Canadian government accidentally ran a bunch of ads on what site?
Did they apologize for it? Sorry, boo.
4chan.
No, actually, they blamed Yahoo, and then Yahoo blamed Simpatico.
Did they run them on Yahoo?
No, they didn't run them on Yahoo.
All right.
They went through Yahoo, who went through Simpatico with the ads. But they ran them on a site that a government really shouldn't be running ads.
4chan.
On. No, but that's a good one. That's
was it like Pirate Bay?
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, hey.
Nice. It was Pirate Bay.
Brofist.
Bing!
If you didn't know what just happened, we made a triangle of bro fist. That's what just happened.
Banner ads for Canada's Department of Finance Economics Action Plan, or the CDFEAP, started showing up on the site a few days ago, right next to ads for finding a Chinese bride. The ads were removed quickly, and the Department of Finance is blaming ad networks that were included in the media buy, specifically Yahoo. Can you see in those?
A little bit. It hurts my head.
I found my glasses.
Oh, yeah.
I know
where were they?
Last week. They were on a ledge in the shower. Apparently, right. I got in the shower and...
Did you not take a shower for a while then?
No. They were on the... They were somewhere I don't normally put them.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, there's been a few times when I feel like a fucking idiot because I'm beginning to wash my face and then I realize that the water's not hitting my eyes because I'm wearing my glasses. I'm just like, God
so
damn it.
That's kind of what it was. Like, I got in the shower and realized, oh shit, I'm still wearing my glasses. So I put them up.
And people who don't wear glasses, I guess, wouldn't really come across that problem and kind of think it's retarded. But you kind of forget that they're on your face.
Yeah, especially when you wear them a lot.
Yeah. Like, I have really thick frames and... I still don't really notice my glasses. I thought that would help me, but it doesn't. And then when I take them off, there's like this light border around me. It's reverse frames.
Mm. Apple's website is no longer calling their map feature the most powerful anymore.
They've admitted it sucks.
Yes, Apple CEO Tim Cook admitted that it sucks.
Yeah.
And even suggested using other, like, competitors' maps.
Yeah.
That's...
What were they calling it? The map apocalypse or something? Map apocalypse?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Yeah.
And then reportedly, Tim Cook was on stage going, I wish Jobs was still here.
I
know could handle this.
They still had a year left with Google Maps, too. Like, to use it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Maybe they'll use that year to, get their shit together. Copy, paste.
That's an update! It is the most fantastic feature in the world. That's how they do it. Copy and paste? You can do it now. Holy shit.
Guys, there's a scary new malware out there.
What to do? And
it's infecting Android phones.
Boners.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, boner. Oh, my boner.
.exe.
Why boner? Because. Have you ever seen that picture?
No.
It's just a drawn thing. This guy's looking down, and he's like, why boner? And then, like, the text box comes from his boner and just says, because.
Okay.
I think there's also one that says, stop it, boner, and it says, no.
Hey, yo, bitch.
Hey. Hey, bitch. I got to find that. That's the funniest thing ever. Have you seen that?
No.
It's like a sloth next to it. Almost looks like a stock photo of a girl, but the sloth has his face up right to her ear and just says, hey, bitch. No, it says, wait till you see my dick. Hey, bitch. I said, wait till you see my dick. I'm going to beat that pussy up. And after that, now, for some reason, while I'm driving and someone's in the car with me, anytime I see someone on the sidewalk, anybody on the sidewalk, I'm like, hey, bitch. I just say it to myself, like, hey, bitch.
George and I used to, whenever we'd see people doing something outside, like if they were pushing their kid in a swing, George and I would be like, yeah, you push that fucking swing.
I think he told me that.
Oh, yeah. Just fucking fast. Oh, push that swing. Hey, walk, you walk that fucking baby.
Hey, bitch. Walk the baby. All right, so this malware is developed by Robert Templeman at the Naval Surface Warfare Center in Indiana.
Oh, cool.
So we're gonna send you in.
Nice.
And a few buddies from Indiana University. Place Radar hijacks your phone's camera and takes a series of secret photographs, recording the time, the phone's orientation, and the location with each shot. Using that information, it can reliably build a 3D model of your home or office.
Holy shit, it's the technology from Batman.
Jesus Christ.
Allowing people to break into your house. Basically, they can find out where your shit is.
That's fucking horrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why would a naval dude make this?
They wanted to use it for...
Insurgents.
Basically, it says right here, the malware app was developed on Android for practical purposes, presumably because the Android is a particularly open-friendly OS. But there's no reason this couldn't show up on other mobile operating systems. And all so, right. Basically...
So that's they're really trying it out on Android phones so they can, I don't know, some world leader.
That's not the one, but oh, that's the picture.
Is it an actual video?
No, it's not a video, but it has four lines of text.
Oh, okay.
It goes from top to bottom. It's four lines of text.
But, yeah, it's pretty crazy. I mean, the fact that it can get, like, a 3D representation, like, now look out, there's fucking trash over here on the floor.
This is the picture, Andy. Hey, bitch.
Good stuff.
This is Sloth's face is the funniest thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
I should probably post that on the Facebook page so people...
Do you have Kleenex down here?
I got tissue.
I'll take tissue.
There's some right there. It looks like Skyler's going to
I'll
grab it.
I'll be back.
Oh, God, I'm by myself. This is my apocalypse. So, the Green Bay Packers were playing the New Orleans Saints today.
I'm back.
Aaron Rodgers got poked in the eye.
Did he really?
Yeah. He did. Andy said, did he really? He's pretty far off, Mike. Yeah, he got poked in the eye, and then Graham Harrell came in, and then the first play, he tripped and dropped the ball.
Aww.
That
good
sucks.
Stuff.
But Rodgers came back in. But yeah, he got straight up poked in the eye. Looked like it sucked. All right, guys, that'll do it for technology news. Let's go into news.
Time for the main event.
Let's get it on!
It's time for the 3-Hit Combo Newscast.
Let's go for the gold, Johnny.
Guys, we're not going to Florida this week.
We're not.
We're going to leave Florida alone. So, Tam, you can rest easy.
Okay. Aww.
But I want to, Matt.
We're going
to
start
he's
first.
Listen to that. And he's just bloop, turn that off.
Yeah. I'm done.
We're first going to start with Kesha.
Yes.
Oh, boy. That's how I like to start all of my days.
With Kesha?
With
Wake
Kesha.
Up in the morning.
Feeling like Kesha. Kesha claims she had sex with a ghost.
See, I heard about this, but I never read into it. So I'm excited to hear about this.
She said she had sex with a ghost before writing her latest single called Supernatural. So that's what inspired her to write the song Supernatural.
Was she doing heroin?
She says the song is about experiences with the supernatural, but in a sexy way. I had a couple
so like
of
ghosts with Patrick Swayze.
Yeah, I had a couple of experiences with the supernatural. I don't know his name. He was a ghost. I'm very open to it.
That vagina has been just like wrecked already. Do you think that ghost was like,
maybe it gave up the ghost.
Apparently, if she did have sex with the ghost, that would make her a spectrophiliac.
Sweet.
That's a thing?
Yep, that's a thing.
Oh, good.
Dude, everything's a fucking thing.
So I wonder if you can like accidentally be a spectrophiliac. If like there's like a ghost and you just walk and, you know, they can apparently go through you. So like, you just stick your penis in them. Like in their leg or something. Not even like...
That's the secret spot!
Behind the knee. It's the fourth hole.
Yeah. You can't see it, but you gotta believe it's there. Like the entrance to Hogwarts. Dang. Good shot by Andy.
Woo!
Goal!
I would love to have that. As my alarm to wake me up in the morning, but it would scare the fuck out of me every morning.
I was gonna say,
Erica
you could
has
do that.
Bangarang by Skrillex.
Oh, Jesus.
And she has, like, the fucking chorus as, or I don't know if you, like, yeah, like the instrumental chorus.
So it just sounds like a bunch of Transformers doing it in the morning?
Yeah, it's fucking horrifying. Every morning, it scares the shit out of everything in the room. Me, her guinea pigs. It's just fucking this. Oh,
what
God.
Do the guinea pigs do to their?
They squeak. Like they're horrified. They squeak and they hide in the little plastic igloos they have.
Oh.
See, I started not making things I like my alarm because then I started hating things I like. There are many songs now that I just can't stand anymore because it just makes me think of getting up and going to work
doing
or school.
Things.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I had my old clock radio, the one that you could either set it to turn on the radio or set the buzzer, I'd always have it set to one radio station, and then eventually I started hating that radio station because they'd always play the songs that woke me up,
yeah.
So then I just stopped listening to it.
Exactly. So now I just have basic. It just beeps. Yeah. It's all beep, 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 and then eventually goes beep, 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 beep.
Hey.
And then finally it slaps me.
Hey, brah.
Brah, wake up. Brah.
Brah.
Brah, you got stuff to do. Brah, get up. Brah.
Come on, brah.
Sup, brah.
You've hit snooze like 8 times, brah.
Sup, brah.
I guess there's one that you can set your alarm to put it to snooze. You have to like solve an equation.
Yeah, like a math problem or something.
Yeah.
Oh, I've heard of those.
There's also one that will shred money if you don't get up. And
I've heard of that too.
There's another one that releases like a helicopter and you have to get up.
Oh,
and
that one wasn't bad. I thought about buying that.
Yeah. All right, guys, looks like the rumors are true.
How do they know I'm pregnant?
Oh, Andy, we know more things than you think. We've got photos from the malware on your phone.
Who's the dad? Find out next episode. Dun, dun, dun.
Turns out we're both the dad.
Hooray!
Remember Matt's birthday on the patio?
Yeah.
That wasn't the only thing on the patio that night. Our backs.
It was like, I kept trying to move on from it, but he had more to say. Remember the patio? Yeah, that wasn't the only thing on the patio. Yeah, I get it. Our backs. Yes, Andy.
Anal loop.
It was like one of those jokes. That
and
like,
we were doing it.
It was like one of those jokes at the end. You're like, oh, it's funny
but
again.
Wait.
But wait, there's more.
Fisting.
All right, guys, the rumors are true. And I'm worried.
She did sleep with a ghost?
Because, I mean, we all wear glasses, right?
Yeah.
To some capacity. Well, Rafał Sosinski, it's a Polish name, so we're just going to call him Rafał. He was caught doing a solo sex act in his car.
Sweet.
Mm-hmm. But now he's saying that his lawyer is saying that he's losing his vision. He's going blind.
How does that help? How does that fight your case against whacking it in a car?
I don't know. I don't know if he's looking for sympathy, but he says, you know, since that incident, he's been losing his vision. So, guys, you're going to go blind.
I already have to wear glasses. Skylar wears glasses.
I know, but we're not blind yet.
Yeah. I got a growing cataract in my right eye. So it's fun.
I feel it hit there. It's kind of like soothing for it. Just look right into it while you're doing it. Just
I got scar tissue that's growing on the outer surface of my eye. So I'll eventually go blind in that eye, I know. Don't tell the Navy.
Fire missiles.
Don't tell the Navy.
Don't tell my mom.
All right, guys. Do you know about butt chugging?
Oh, I heard about this on CNN. This is fantastic.
Out of Knoxville, Tennessee. Before an unruly Tennessee party ended with a student hospitalized for a dangerously high blood alcohol level, most people had probably never heard of alcohol enemas. Thanks to the drunken exploits of a fraternity at the University of Tennessee, the bizarre way of getting drunk is giving parents, administrators, and healthcare workers new fear. When Alexander Broughton, who's 20 years old, was delivered to the hospital after midnight on September 22nd, his blood alcohol level was measured at 0.448%, nearly six times the intoxication that defines being drunk.
Nice.
How did he do this?
How he did this? Well, first of all, it says injuries to his rectum led hospital officials to fear he had been sodomized. Police documents show that when an officer interviewed fellow fraternity members about what happened, they said the injuries had been caused by an alcohol enema.
Butt chugging.
It is believed that members of the fraternity were utilizing rubber tubing and inserting their rectums as a conduit for alcohol.
Multiple people are doing this.
Multiple people were doing this. They were
they were butt chugging.
So it's like doing a beer bong, but with your butt.
But yeah, the opposite.
Dude, what if you like stood on your head with your ass in the air and just like.
But they say this is dangerous because it gets absorbed pretty much like
instantly. Yeah,
it just goes. Great. It goes straight to the bloodstream. You know?
So you just sit I'm on not 40 willing to do a somersault and you're done. You're done for the night.
I'm never willing to stick anything up my ass to get shit faced anymore. I went through that.
Sit on a couple 40 ounces and just do a couple somersault.
Yeah, at the same time.
Yeah, at the same time. Just some Magnum 88s or whatever the fuck they're called.
Oh, yeah, Magnum 40s.
Yeah, dude, goddamn, you and Steven would have me buy those for you all the fucking time.
No, Steven would.
Don't
tell the Navy. Don't tell the Navy.
No.
Oh.
Don't tell the Navy.
God damn. I'm like, this shit is disgusting.
It's gross. It has more alcohol than most 40s, though, I guess.
I should drink a 40 tonight.
And go to school tomorrow. Yeah. I'm going to work tomorrow, and I'm looking at Jack Coke, so.
But do you leisurely sip it, or do you just like, fuck yeah!
How do I answer that? I start the night off by sipping it. And then when I realize, holy crap, I got to go to bed soon.
You got to polish off the bottle.
Yeah.
I get the tubing out. And
Oh my God, Jack Daniels straight
you
to
would
the
die.
Ass. Jaeger straight to the ass.
God damn it.
You would die.
I did 8 shots of Jaeger bomb last night. How are you still standing? I walk a little funny, but I'm a badass.
All right, guys. Texting and driving is bad. We all know that.
No,
very bad.
It's fine. Do it, kids.
Texting and walking could be worse, especially if you live at the edge of a 60-foot cliff.
Go on.
Maria Pesterkoff of Kodiak, Alaska, was walking to the edge of a cliff near her home on September 17th to discard a cigarette butt. But she walked too far, slipped on the grass, and plummeted 60 feet to the bottom.
How old is she?
Please be under 25.
It doesn't say.
Well, the gene pool is rid of her.
No, she did not die.
Damn it!
Did she land on one of those Coca-Cola bears?
Yeah. They just gave her a Coke. Rescue workers swooped in to rescue Pesterkov with ropes, and firefighters rappelled down using ladders to get to her location. They had to move quickly because Pesterkov was injured and the tide below was creeping in towards her.
Ah, damn it, she was close.
She was stabilized, put in a stretcher, and lifted up the cliff. She sustained several injuries but was in stable condition after the rescue.
Bitch, what is she doing outside
in
Alaska?
Why don't you tweet about that shit,
bitch? Yeah, they never go outside in Alaska. Alaska is a series of tubes and hallways connecting every building and home to each
made
other.
Made out of igloos and polar bears.
It's ice hallways, and everyone has to wear, you know, parkas, whatever the Eskimos wear.
Oh, no. Those are fur. Everyone drives around using snow machines. On the rare occasions, you do have to venture outside. Watch out for the bears.
It's sort of like...
And Sarah Palin's husband shooting at you from a helicopter. Stay inside. I told you not to come out.
Palin says. Nayland Palin.
So, guys, that will do it for news, and that will do it for another episode of 3 Hit Combo Podcast.
Shades are on.
Oh, man.
So remember, everybody, Skylar has extended his offer for the blowjays. The more likes we get this week at facebook.com/3hitcombopodcast, he will give me more. We got two this week.
Oh.
So
you have to double up.
So
are you going to shave before you do it or just going rough?
Do you want the tickles?
For one, but not the other.
The Skylar tickler.
Shave in between.
Okay.
And if there's more, we'll talk.
Here, just put this Santa wig on. Or the Santa beard on.
Here, put this paper bag with Andy's face on it over your head.
I had time.
I planned for this. So, yeah, make sure your friends like the show. Tell them, hey, these guys are hilarious most of the time.
And you'll know that some guy's getting a BJ out of it.
Exactly.
You're just going to take the bag off. It's going to be some chick. You're going to be like, oh, what the hell?
Oh, I didn't sign up for this.
What is this? This wasn't part of the deal, Skylar.
This is disgusting.
Oh, get out of here. Don't you have self-respect? Come on.
I'm going to call your mother.
Jeez, where is your parents right now? I'm so ashamed.
All right, so remember, find us on Facebook, facebook.com/3hitcombopodcast, gpxgaming.net, youtube.com, search 3hitcombopodcast, and email us at 3hitcombopodcast@gmail.com. So for Skylar and Andy, this is Matt signing out.